Can you talk a little bit about the discussions that went on between you and the patient about what to do?
Right. Well, in this situation, you know, there's always a dilemma as to whether or not to employ systemic adjuvant chemotherapy. That's always the issue with these small mammographically detected lymph node negative cases. And these cases are just increasing with frequency because of the use of mammography and its utility in early detection, which is a wonderful thing. But we really got into quite serious issues about chemotherapy and its side effects and, you know, to what degree it would reduce risk of relapse if you use computer algorithms like Adjuvant Online, which don't yet incorporate HER2, for example, in the equation. But if you look at the hazard ratios for tamoxifen therapy for, let's say, a small ER-positive tumor, and then add in chemotherapy and see how much it actually adds very little in terms of, you know, real percentage differences in these types of estimations. And so patients who can critically look at that sort of data oftentimes will decline chemotherapy for small node-negative tumors. Now, this one is, you know, 1.5 centimeters. It's not that small. And so she was certainly a candidate for chemotherapy, though she actually, in the end, declined it.
What was she most concerned about in terms of the chemotherapy? What kinds of side effects or issues?
Alopecia and gastrointestinal upset, I think, were the major concerns in this particular case.
And, you know, it's interesting you mentioned about Adjuvant Online, which, as you say, doesn't currently incorporate HER2 as a prognostic factor or trastuzumab. Did you actually get into what you thought her numbers were with her?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, in many situations, I'll actually, you know, print out the results from Adjuvant Online, go through it with patients, or at least look at it in my office before going into the exam room so they have the numbers fresh in mind to give people realistic estimates. Because what I find, since I do a number of second opinions in a university-based clinic, is that generally patients have been given what I consider to be probably overestimates of the utility of systemic adjuvant chemotherapy for small lymph node negative tumors. And so when they see the real numbers, it is sometimes quite sobering. But it gives them, you know, I believe it empowers patients to make informed decisions. And so these types of algorithms I find very useful.